Thank you for joining us here at Truth and Love Ministries for this week's message, where it is our desire to connect people to God, connect people to their God-given purpose, and to connect this church to the community. We would love to hear how God is blessing you as a result of this ministry. So connect with us on Facebook at Truth and Love Jax, or leave us a message on our website at truthandlove.tv. While you're there, stay in the know with our weekly news broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Now here's the message, already in progress.
If you were not in jail right now at this moment, would be in church on tomorrow, which would be Sunday. And never ceases to amaze me, most of their hands go up. I say, oh, you got real saved since you've been in here in jail. Come on, you know good and well. I want to say no good and doggone well, that you know good and well you will not be in nobody's church on tomorrow. But because of the fact that you need the Lord to do something for you, because of the fact that you want the Lord, you want him to shorten your time, you want him to give you an appeal, you won't want him to send you up the road, the Lake Butler, you want to send you to the Columbia, no, but you want to just stop right here and you want them to give you a favor. But can I tell you that we must be careful coming to the Lord to worship him because we want him to do something for us. We must be careful when we come to God because we want him to move on our behalf. But no, I got to be a big boy and a big girl the way I don't worship God because I want him to do something for me. But I got to grow up and mature and maturate to the point that where I say, God, if you never do anything else for me, I'm still going to worship you. If I never get the car, if I never get the job, if I never get married, God, if you don't ever bring them back in my life and bring them in my world, I'll still give you worship. Come on here. The Bible said the time coming and now is that I must worship him in spirit and in truth. This mother Zebedee, what did she want the Lord to do? She said, Jesus, when you come into your kingdom, I ask you, let my boys sit on your left hand and sit on your right hand. Jesus said, girl, you don't know what you're asking for. You know good and well your brothers, your sons cannot endure what they need to endure. They can't be baptized by my baptism. Not talking about going in water, talking about dying. Here, this verse of scripture lets us know they wasn't ready to die. They're out there hiding. They're out there running for their life. They wasn't ready to stand firm and be who it was that God wants them to be. Isn't it amazing how we all ask God for stuff that we're not ready for? Isn't it amazing how you sitting there saying, God, I'm begging God? No, and you know good and well you're not ready for whatever it is. Y'all don't know about no Joe that said, you know good and well you're not ready for what God, if God was to give you everything he that you ask him for, you'll be up the road, you'll be up the creek without a paddle. But I'm glad that the Lord denied her request. Can I tell you, it's nothing worse than ever it is you got your heart on something, you got your mind on something, and you want the Lord to do something for you, and you box yourself in, you prison yourself to the point that, well, if God don't do that for me, you're going to be miserable. I won't be happy until I get married. I won't be happy till I land that job. I won't be happy till I see my business flourish. I won't be happy till my child come off the street. I won't be happy until my wife start acting right. I won't be happy till my husband get his act together. If you put your happiness in circumstances, boo, you ain't never gonna be happy. If you put your happiness in people's situations and things, you're never gonna get your act together, because the Bible says hope deferred, it makes the heart sick. Can I tell you that when you want God to do something for you and he don't do it for you, it's gonna make you sick to your stomach. But I got to learn that even when I'm disappointed, I got to learn how to stand. Y'all making me work hard, but stand even when it's unfair. Stand even when things in my home aren't right. Stand even when my finances are not in order. Listen to this quote. If you're a note taker, this is a good note to take. Listen to this. Most things disappoint till you look deeper. On the surface, it's disappointing. But when you look deeper, when you carefully examine, you say, you know what? I'm glad they fired me. Anybody else in here can talk like the psalmist said in Psalm 119? He said, it was good for me that I had been afflicted. You say, have you ever ran across somebody you used to talk to? You see them out there in the street. And you be trying to figure out, what in the world was I thinking about? Nobody other than me. Nobody other than me. You run across Jody and you be like, was I high or something? What was I on? Come on here, was I still small? I mean, what was I doing at the time that where I didn't understand what was God like, gonna help me today? Have you ever been in the same individual that you was crying over? That same individual say, no, if I can't have you, nobody can. That same individual say, no, don't leave me, no, don't go. You be like, what in the world was the matter with me? What was wrong? I'm so glad that God will allow me to be disappointed for me to be pushed into my destiny. Come on here, somebody. I'm glad that God will disappoint so he can promote. I'm glad that God will disappoint so he can launch me. He can catapult me. He can push me into being everything that I want to be. This mother did not get her access. She did not get her request access. She did not get her request granted. She did not get whatever it was that she was asking for, wanting God to do for her. Jesus told her, that's not my will. That's not my will for you. Come on here. I'm after somebody today that will be a big boy in the things of God, a big girl in the things of God, and say, if it's not God's will, I don't want it. If God don't have it for me, I don't need it. If God did not make this out for it to be for me, then God, let your will be done. All right, I'm boring, y'all. Let me keep hurrying. Look at the verse again. I'm still in verse 35. Look what he says, 25. But standing by the cross with Jesus were his mother's sister. Who was his mother's sister? Zebedee. Mother Zebedee. Thank you. Somebody listening. Thank you. Mary, the wife of Cleophas. See, we don't know much about this particular sister. One thing we have to learn, what the Bible is silent, so should I. What the Bible does not say, I shouldn't say it either. Now, sure, you can have your sanctified imagination. You can use some conjecture. I'm going to use some in just a few minutes if you keep listening. But when the Bible is silent, so should I. But what we don't know about Sister Cleophas, our wife, we learn much about Sister Mary Magdalene. So we don't know much about Sister Chloe, but we know a lot about Miss Magdalene. She teaches me something, just like Mother Zebedee did. This woman teaches me something. It's on the screen. How to stand or be standing. Why? Because I'm grateful. She teaches us how to stand because I'm grateful. I'm not making this up. This sister Mary Magdalene, she first comes on in our Bible. She first leaps off the text and showing up in Luke's gospel, where she's supporting the work of God and supporting what it is that God was doing in the life and the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. This woman of God, she supported, she was obedient, and she grew in the things of God. And here Luke's gospel tells us something about her. Look at Luke chapter 8, verse number 2. It says, and also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Let's pause right there. This woman, Mary, is one of the candidates that the Lord has healed. He has literally healed her from a sickness that has been ravaging her body. And here she's standing at a dark time. She's standing at a difficult time. She's standing at a time that when the whole world is falling away. Why? Because she's grateful. Is there anybody in the house that's grateful because of what the Lord has done for you? It should have been the bullet that took you out. It should have been that disease that you couldn't wash off. It should have been this and it should have been that. But you're grateful, because if it had not been for the Lord that was on your side, you don't know where in the world you would be at. This woman was literally healed. Her body was healed. And not only was her body healed, the Bible says she had a spirit of infirmity. This is where those of us that strive to the word of God and the things of God, this is where we tell you that every sickness is not just a sickness that you just happen to get. But no, there are some sicknesses that you and I can get because we've been produced and because we've gotten an enemy or a devil attached to us. Come on here. The Bible said there was a spirit of infirmity, that an evil spirit was on her. Can I tell you that every cancer is not just happen to be a cancer? Every sickness is not just a happen to be a sickness. Every diabetes and hypertension is not just something, oh, it's hereditary. No, every now and then it's a demon. Every now and then a devil is a devil in there somewhere. Every now and then it's a generational curse. Every now and then you can stand stand flat-footed and find yourself an anointed woman and man of God, and they can lay their hands on you with the oil and with the prayer of faith, and you can be healed. Come on here, somebody. I'm looking for somebody that still believe in the power of healing. I'm looking for somebody that still believe that the Lord is able to heal me and to deliver me. And if there happened to be a spirit of infirmity that had jumped on my body, the Lord is able to rebuke that devil up off of me, and he can heal my body. This woman, I got the Bible says, I'm not making none of this up. The Bible says she had evil spirits. Not only was she sick physically, she was sick spiritually. This same Mary had, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 demons. 7 is the number of completion. She was completely demonic. Completely in demonic bondage. There's somebody that's listening to me that where you've given yourself over so much to the world and given yourself over so much to smoke and dope and given yourself over so much to the drink, giving yourself up so much to the party, giving yourself up so much to where you're completely engulfed and completely in bondage. Come on here, somebody. But I'm so glad that this verse of scripture was not tore out of my Bible, because it let me know that no matter how much completely the devil has his hand on me, that the power of God can completely set me free. I'm so glad that the power, boy, I'm preaching better than that, y'all. Come on, y'all, just give me that old, yeah, nah, 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 nah. No, 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 no. That was a word right there could set you free. That was a word right there that can send you up out of here and could change the very course of your life. That's something that somebody that's sitting up in here right now, that the devil been beating you up in your mind. The devil been beating you up in your heart. The devil been beating you up in your spirit. And here God trying to send you a word that'll set you free. Come on here. The spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to set at liberty them to the bruised, they open the blinded eyes. The Lord want to set somebody free today. And here, can I tell you that when the Lord does set you free, see, I don't know this woman demons. I don't know what it was that was plaguing her life. I don't know what the devils that were trying to torment her and getting her to do, but I know about all 70 of mine. Come on here, somebody. I know about every devil, demon, witch, warlock, everything that had its ugly paws on me. I know he set me free from something. I know the Lord has saved me from something. Is there anybody in here other than me that the Lord set you free? You was a low down, good for nothing, backbiting, homemonger, sinner on your way to hell, but God has set you free. Come on here. Is anybody other than me, or you always been going to Sunday school? You always been going to church? But no. As it for me, I was on my way to hell. I was a lying something. I was a conniving something. I was a roguish stealing something here. But the Lord set me free. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Behold, all things have become new. Behold, all things have become new, because the Lord let it pass away. I was old, nasty, perverted, something. I stumbled up on my dad's little magic box. Come on here. And in the magic box, my dad had some magic magazines. And in the magic magazines, he had some magic tapes here. Come on here, somebody. While they gone or while they're asleep, I found the key to the magic box. And I said, come on, let's open up the box. Come on. And while everybody is asleep, I'm watching. I'm saying, yes, sir. Come on. Oh, yeah, I like it like that. Come on here. Y'all ain't gonna help me here. Y'all, none of y'all ain't never seen nothing. All you watch is TBN. All you watch is the Word Network here. But the Lord set me free from something. The Lord had to put my head up under his chest, and he held me down until those yokes were destroyed. You know I can tell you, because I'm not watching porn today. You know I can flat foot tell you, I ain't scared of none of y'all, because I don't sit there and I don't do it no more, because I'm free. He whom the Son has set free, I'm free. I'm about to preach. Is anybody grateful? Well, you ought to take 5 seconds and give God a grateful praise. Has he delivered you from anything? Have you set you free from anything? Give him some glory. Oh, man, come on. Look at somebody. Say, that was my practice praise. He set me on a rock. He healed my body. He delivered me. Come on, give God some. Y'all sit down. Let me finish this. I'm coming in a second. I just had a flashback.
I'm sorry, we're going to go on, but I just thought about something. I just thought about a sin I didn't name. Come on here. I just thought of something else he delivered me from. Come on here, somebody. But oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the precious blood of Jesus that reaches to the highest mountain and flows to the lowest valley. He cast my sins as far as the east is from the west, never to be mentioned again. I'm glad and I'm grateful for the blood. Look at somebody say, the blood, the blood, the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood. You may have known what I did last summer, but the blood has covered it. You may have been there. You may have said it, but the blood, the blood, the blood. I got to leave y'all alone. Not yet. I want you, though. I want you. I want her. Give me a second. I want to make sure you was ready. We ready. You ready, girl? You